This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
And Sharon Osbourne's calmed down after her hissy fit on this weekend's X Factor. It looked like she was quitting after two of her acts finished last, but her people say she will be back on Saturday.
She just really wants to prove to everyone that she can win it and she can pick some good acts. I think she was upset because she had me down for being one of her top acts, but que sera, sera, right?
Rob Andrew?
Who? Who I know.
Que sera, sera?
Maybe if she'd sung that, she'd have stood a better chance.
What a surprise, Sharon's coming back.
Yeah, who'd have thought, hey?
I know. Amazing. I really thought she was going to quit there.
It's as if it might have been planned. Rob Andrews says Brian Ashton and the England team have produced a staggering achievement. The director of English Rugby says they will now carry out a full review, but the captain, Phil Vickery, wants them to keep Ashton as coach.
I've always had a lot of time for Brian. I think he's got some great ideas. I hope England, use his knowledge and his, what he offers the game, because I think it's, very, very exciting.
Why are you looking at me quizzically?
Is that Phil Vickery talking? Then.
Yeah.
Is he the one that makes cakes on This Morning?
I don't think so. Who's
Married
that?
To Fern Britton.
No, it's not. No, that's a different one.
That's really confusing if people don't know about sport like me.
Yeah. I actually don't know what the name of the cake
recipes.
What is the cake? Is he called Phil
Vickery? He's called Phil Vickery.
This Phil Vickery also spoke about the try that wasn't.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
It is Phil Vickery, isn't it?
We just Googled Fern Britton, yes. Yeah. Yeah, her husband is Phil Vickery. I never knew that.
That's really confusing.
Right.
Now, I've got a theory about why England lost the rugby.
Have you? You've got a rugby theory, have you?
It's not often I come up with a rugby theory.
This will be interesting. I'll sit back and listen to this one.
Right, the South African team, yeah?
Yeah.
Had a message of good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Guess from who? Nelson Mandela.
Right.
Here it is.
We are convinced that you will triumph and bring the trophy home. Go, Springboks. Go.
Mm-hmm.
God, that would fire you up, wouldn't it? Before you went on...
Give you goosebumps and everything.
Sat there in the dressing room, you're about to go on and play rugby on the pitch.
On the pitch, yes, well done.
And Nelson Mandela does a message.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
We are convinced that you will triumph and bring the trophy home. Go, Springboks. Go.
And then next door, right, the England team... sat there in their dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Getting all fired up, getting ready for the old match.
Yeah.
And they get this message.
Hi, this is Denise Van Outen, and I'd like to wish our rugby boys the best of luck. Go get 'em, fellas.
That's my theory. They get Nelson Mandela, right?
Yeah.
England. Get Denise Van Outen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We are convinced that you will triumph and bring the trophy home. Go, Springboks. Go.
Go get 'em, fellas.
Radio 1.
National.
National.
Radio 1.